Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one are these the party balloons that women love to blow up when they change their status to single. Remember guys, that when a relationship ends for a woman, her revenge on her ex is to sleep with as many other men as quickly as possible. It's almost like she doesn't understand that she's destroying herself psychologically and physically by trying to destroy a man emotionally. Meanwhile, a man ends up building himself up after a relationship. Not consciously, though, and usually to attract another mate. Up next, will someone please make sense of this? A man in Ireland was sent to jail for stealing a Kit Kat bar. Meanwhile, a farmer who abused a girl avoids jail as well as possessing sick child pics on his laptop. Maybe the judge took pity on him because he's a PDF file too. Someone needs to check his hard drive. Either that or the people in charge are pedos, and this guy might have been the supplier of illegal images. Also, what's the background of that farmer? That might have something to do with it too. Number three, this is how you know you've got more money than brains. Saudi Arabia is building a giant golden cube, which will be the world's biggest building, which will be able to fit 20 Empire State Buildings into it. From what I can see, this will have very little to no natural light entering it. This is a vanity project built with free oil money. This is going to surprise all of us when one day a jihad in the box pops out of it. Moving on, would you smash this wee lassie here? But if you're bold enough to try, you're going to need at least 8 inches to get through the tip of her meat curtain madness. In the past, women like this would have felt internal shame for being this fat, and they would be grateful for attention from any half-decent male. Today, with fat empowerment culture, they're usually insufferable to be around. If you think she looks great here, then just imagine how amazing she's going to look when she hits 45. I would definitely stay away. Number 5, here's the difference between a 50-year-old in 1985 versus one in 2025. But why does the golden girl look so much older? Maybe it was just the adults acted their age back then. But I think it's all about their hairstyles. Here are the golden girls with longer hair. Women think that getting their hair cut short as they get older makes them look way more attractive. Well, it doesn't, and this proves why many women today look younger, longer. As for Aniston, here's what she really looks like. Woof woof. Up next, this is an older meme that still checks out, and it still makes me chuckle. Remember when that feminist cafe was charging an 18% man tax, and it went out of business? I'm still waiting for that woman-only nightclub and woman-only sports bar to go out of business as well. Imagine insulting half your potential customer base, and then wondering why you went out of business. Imagine the outrage if men started a coffee shop where women would have to pay an 18% woman tax. The place would get shut down before you could say the word dyke. Number 7, the average family in the 1950s could afford this house. So what went wrong? I say wealth inequality and the lowering of taxes on the ultra-wealthy. Back then, if you made over $2.24 million in 1955, your taxable income on that bracket was 91%. But taxing the ultra-wealthy won't work today, because they can simply move to another country with lower taxes, and even if they couldn't, the governments today are far more likely to waste money than in the 1950s. Also, women entering the workforce put a lot of pressure on the price of labor. Moving on, when you're red-pilled about female nature, you realize that this is women's spirit animal. Most guys would still smash this if this xenomorph had a cooch. Here they all are throwing a party, and you can see that the female-owned group preference is present, even though none of them are actually an alien queen. These guys are male aliens that probably identify as female ones. Then again, maybe that's not an alien at all, and this is the actual formula for this thing. Number 9, Rachel says that asking your wife for a DNA test should be a criminal offense. If you don't trust her, why marry her in the first place? It's not about trust. It's about the fact that many women turn their men into cucks raising another man's brood, and I'm sick and tired of it. Doing that to a man should be a capital offense for a woman, punishable by death. Only a woman with something to hide would say that you need to trust her. Up next, aren't you as tired as I am about articles like this, talking about the perverse curse of toxic masculinity? Women always tend to bust your balls first and then play the victim card. And women are wondering why more men than ever are walking away from the plantation. Here's the world without toxic masculinity, where the garbage men go on strike and the rats roam the streets. This is only after 1 month. Without so-called toxic men in the West, the West would look like India in less than a few months. Number 11 is a feminist writing the word fascist on the side of a Cybertruck. But doesn't she really mean fascist? If that even is a she. Hard to tell at that size. this individual is probably too stupid to realize that they're being filmed by the Tesla's camera. But I think we've all been had because judging by the Jeets in the background, they look AI generated, with weird faces and hands. What I'm wondering is how AI knew to make the fat person gender ambiguous. Moving on, this New York mechanic was building a death ray gun, designed to blast Muslims with a lethal dose of radiation, and is sent away for 30 years. Didn't Nikola Tesla also try and invent the death ray about 100 years ago now? As for this guy, he didn't actually technically commit a crime. He never built the device, but he was still arrested and charged with a crime, Minority Report styles. Maybe he could have been released if he claimed he was building it to fight actual anti-Semitism. Then again, he approached a synagogue for support, and they were the ones that turned him in. Number 13, here are three teachers all charged with having sex with underage students in the same Arizona town. If male teachers were doing this, it would be considered a national emergency. Also, why do they call it having sex with instead of grape? I feel bad for those male students, especially considering how ugly these Broomhildas are. And yet most of them are still married. Lots of thirsty simps out there in students. They always downplay female abusers. Up next, meet the Spanish AI model earning up to 10,000 pounds a month. Looks like Tim Pool is trying to decide if she's hot or not. If it's not obvious by now, real women will be out of work on OnlyFans once AI starts creating short clips of scenes. And just wait until you can put on augmented reality glasses and that AI model is projected onto a robot that you can smash. Then women will lose their sexual attention as well. Women are about to beg for the mythical patriarchy to return, even though it never existed. Number 15, is it my imagination or are the Karens on the left evolving or something? This one actually made a joke that works, saying to grab Elon by his testicles. Every once in a while they come up with something that makes me chuckle, but I don't think they did this intentionally. I think it's more like a broken clock being right twice a day. This woman is also probably bitter because no Chad ever let her touch his testicles before. Moving on, a black person says that white people love that stick. James gets back to them and says, it's the only form of segregation we have left. The brothers are probably just pissed off because they want to sneak in some of their purchase with ours, so we end up paying for it. That would be my best guess. Either that or they're trying to make everyone think about racism. They're trying to label it as a racist shopping divider. Maybe minority groups will get pissed off that whites return shopping carts next. Number 17, if you don't see it, then you're just lying to yourself. See what? That their eyes are getting farther and farther apart. Maybe their parents were vegan, so the daughters are de-evolving back into prey animals or something. I don't know about you, but I kind of find it attractive when their eyes are a bit further apart. It means they're probably easier to get into bed on account of having a mild case of sexy fetal alcohol syndrome. Up next, short kings are often given the advice not to worry so long as they're taller than the woman they want. Meanwhile, women's standards have gone up so much that they're looking for men without the pronouns fee-fi-fo-fum. Women's height fetish is insane, even though there are little to no physical threats to protect themselves from these days. Men want women with large knockers because it means the likelihood of children surviving youth is a lot higher. We can't seem to overwrite that desire even though we know there's a ton of formula on store shelves out there. Number 19, a woman is jailed for recording hundreds of men using a toilet at Aldi. Really? So that's what passes for a woman these days. She was probably caught by posting online saying, look at all these nuts. But let me fix this title to represent reality. Gay autistic male jailed for recording hundreds of men using the toilet at Aldi. In 1984, the party told you to reject the evidence of your own eyes and ears. It was their final most essential command. Moving on, this actual woman shares her body count before and after opening her marriage. But what I want to know is why she puts black men into a separate category from white guys. I guess home math never adds up unless, of course, you're watching the Home Math YouTube channel. Women used to hide their number, and now they're flaunting it more and more. Looks like God might have flooded the planet way too soon. Then again, maybe he's planning something special for this generation. Number 21, looks like Disney making Snow White and losing hundreds of millions of dollars wasn't about making or losing money, but it was all about sending a message. What message? That woke ideology is more important than profits. I think that wokeness is just an excuse from private equity to make a ton of money shorting Disney. After all, it's a lot easier to destroy a profitable company than it is to build a profitable one. If you destroy a profitable company, while shorting it, you can make an absolute fortune. Up next, are you guys ready to date a virgin? She just happens to be a single mother. So I guess according to her, she probably had an immaculate conception. Stranger things have happened. Here's another proud virgin with three children. Number 23 Carmelo killed Austin Metcalf, and his GiveSend Go page has already collected $73,000. I think that Austin's family should get that money, but I don't think that's going to happen. Could this possibly be a case of that famous black privilege I keep hearing so much about? That's the ability to break every law in the country and still remain the victim, including ending someone like in this case. He deserved to be locked up for life. Moving on, this Minnesota food bank CEO steps down after legislators question her $721,000 a year salary. She looks like yet another one of those USAID grifters. Looks like Doge still has a lot of work to do. Let it sink in that she made $60,000 a month to feed the poor. Let that sink in. This is why if you're going to give anything to your local food bank, give them food and not money. More thievery in a Democrat state. They need to audit her and force her to pay some of that back. Number 25 in the last one, this woman says okay and so to some guy she was upset with online and wanted to shame. The truth is that she would become an incel herself if she was born a man. Also, that man she called an incel might not be an incel, but at least he probably doesn't look inbred like her. Then again, this might be a man in disguise because that mustache looks suspicious. You know, it's really bad when AI thinks that she's a man and will only convert her from male to female. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.